Yo, friends, if you are one of those people who love winter sports and you are pumped because winter is coming, then this is the episode for you. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Movement is Medicine show. It's Barry Napier here with Dr. James. What's up, my man?
What's going on, Barry? Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Super pumped. Winter is coming.
Snow has been falling. I went up last weekend, actually, and there's probably about a foot and a half, 2 feet already at the base of the West. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's going to be a good snow year?
I'm excited. I think with just like how late summer came and then this like sudden change in weather and already snow coming. I'm not a weatherman. But they did predict a El Nino year, which means a lot of snow. So I'm pumped.
Oh, man. For everyone who loves winter sports, specifically skiing, whether that's cross country, downhill, snowboarding, this is the episode where we just want to talk a little bit about what to be doing now in order to have a great season. And you're going to share your framework with us.
My framework, yeah. It is November. Those mountains are going to start opening up, but now is the time to get in shape and start to get your ski legs or your snowboard legs ready. Most importantly, we're focusing on legs whenever we're talking about skiing, snowboarding, even the cross-country stuff, or if you're one of those people that likes to hike up the mountain first instead of taking a chairlift, kudos to you, but you definitely need to start training to get your muscles and everything ready for that demand you're about to place on them. Aside from legs, core is a big one we got to focus on, especially when turning. And then for injury prevention, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in this episode, our neck, because whenever we're going to be taking falls, we don't want to get that whiplash and then be out with a sore neck for a couple weeks.
Totally. So if you're coming into the season and you've already been active in your gym or you have your strength training program, right, and you're thinking about, okay, cool, where do I want to emphasize my focus? You're saying, hey, this is a great time to start working on that leg strength, leg endurance, leg capacity, as well as ensuring that we have that strong cardio activation. And then we might also look at doing some specific like neck strengthening, some neck mobility kind of stuff as well.
Exactly. I think if you already have a nice workout routine, just shifting that focus maybe away from strength building and more into the endurance side of things. So maybe lowering the amount of weight we're lifting as far as like squats, lunges, deadlifts, things like that, and upping the repetitions, or just upping those like isometric holds. Like that isometric hold means we're not going through that full range of motion. We're just getting into a big, strong contraction, and we're going to hold for 30 seconds to a minute. Those runs, when you're going down a mountain, can last anywhere from 2 minutes to 4 minutes, depending on skill level. That's a long time to hold a contraction. So getting ready now in the gym and mimicking those conditions that you're going to be experiencing on the mountain is huge.
Plus, you don't want to just hit a couple of runs, right? You want to have enough gas in the tank and have the endurance and the capacity to get up there and really have an incredible day. With run after run.
You want to go all day. Up.
Yeah, all day. Absolutely. Go hard.
That first day, it's really easy to get pumped on that like first powder day. And then you got 3 runs in and your gas is out of the tank. You're toast. Legs are jello. And you're going home. But there's still that untouched pow to get shredded.
That's right. We want to stop that. We want to avoid that this season. So number one then is preparation. And those are some great tips. So let's talk a little bit about prevention. You mentioned injury prevention. There's a couple key points I think that you want.
Yes, falling is going to happen on the mountain, no matter what your skill level is, if you're just starting out or if you're really good and you're going to be challenging yourself. Biggest thing I see is learning and knowing how to fall properly, whether you're on skis or a snowboard or even just in general in life. Not falling, not trying to catch yourself with your arms, like not bringing that arm out and trying to catch it with a hand. Falling on an outstretched arm, that's going to cause wrist injuries, shoulder injuries. Instead, tuck, roll the shoulder, roll the head, roll the neck, tuck everything, roll through that. Take that momentum and let it travel downhill with you. Don't try to stop your fall. If you're going to fall, accept it. It's scary, but know that the snow and the incline or decline, I guess, of that hill is going to cushion you and it's going to carry you. So I think the worst thing you can do is try to catch yourself, try to stop. Or if you are falling, like, smack in your head. Roll through everything is going to be my biggest thing for falling. And I think I learned that at a young age wrestling. Like, you just go where your momentum takes you. Don't try to fight it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one of those things that unless you've been involved in a sport where you actively practice that, a lot of people don't have practice falling. So I did martial arts when I was younger. And you do a lot of falling practice in martial arts. A lot of rolling, a lot of tucking. We did throws and various other stuff. So you'd have to learn how to land if somebody threw you through the air or over their shoulder.
Absolutely.
And that's, and again, I'm not like a pro faller, but I, to your point, you learn how to tuck, you learn how to absorb blows, you learn what not to do. But for a lot of maybe didn't have a sport like a martial arts or a wrestling or something where they actively practice falling technique,
yeah,
what would your recommendation be to do that as an adult?
Oh man, that's a good question. Okay, coming up with an answer on the fly here. I think if you can find some open space, maybe even like in a field, some soft grass, if you can find a mat to roll around on, even just like literally doing like a forward roll, it can be that simple. Doing a backwards roll, so just learning how to tuck your body and roll forward, and maybe grab a partner, grab a friend, grab your buddies that are like going to go up to the mountain with you, and have them push you and fall and have that external momentum guide you into that role. But really, I think it's as easy as just like somersaults to learn how to tuck the shoulders, tuck the head, and let that momentum
carry. You can always get a little couple practice falls on the mountain too. That first day when you're up, just do a couple rolls before you put your skis on. Yeah. You're in the snow. Just be
strap
crazy.
In and
feel like, just, you know, put judgment aside. Go tumbling and just start making some crazy whooping, hollering sounds. People are going to just think you're there having a crazy good time.
Absolutely. And
they,
that's going to get you
joining you. Evolution.
That'll get you used to falling with your gear on too. So with that board or those skis strapped to your feet, because that's going to be kind of weighing you down. But that's a great idea, Barry. I mean, get on the hill and roll. Learn
just
how to roll.
Flop around a little
flop
bit.
Around.
I think it will help, and it's the easiest way to do it. And it just can help activate that muscle memory of what to do when you fall.
Exactly. I think it's easy to be afraid, and your first reaction is to stick a hand out, or basically stick a hand out or two hands out and try to stop yourself. And that's where those injuries happen, and you're going to end up in here with us, which we'd love to have you here, but not because you got hurt on the mountain, because we want that ski season to go the whole time.
Exactly. Now, we just mentioned gear, flopping around, rolling around with your gear on, getting used to being in your gear. Gear check's probably a good thing in terms of prevention.
Yeah. If you have old gear or if you have new gear, now's the time to, again, have those people that you're going to go up with come over, have a wax party. So make sure those edges are nice and like sharp. Get the wax on the boards. Check each other's helmets out. Also, if you're not skiing or snowboarding without a helmet, get a helmet. It's 2022, almost 2023. Let's be smart. No skiing without a helmet. That is just, you got to protect that noggin. So if you have a helmet, make sure that it fits nice and snug. If you've already taken a couple falls with it, it might be time to get a new helmet. Just like with any helmet, especially like bike helmets, they're good for about one good crash, and then you're going to want to replace them. I know I just ordered a new helmet this year. I've had mine for a couple years, and hit a couple trees, hit some hard ice, and it still fits, it still works, but I know it's time for something that's going to protect my head a little bit more.
Yeah, and what's interesting there is because of the foam construction and the way that works and like the integrity of the helmets and how they absorb those blows, it can look fine. Like your helmet can look fine. It doesn't have to have a big dent in it, or it'll be all scuffed up for it to actually be time to get a new one. Yeah. So it's just like a running shoe that you've been on for a bit, but it still looks fine. It still feels okay, but you've put some miles on it. Chances are it's time to replace
that
gear.
Time to replace it. It's $100 is worth.
It's worth your life.
Worth your brain. Yes, it is.
Your ability to talk and ambulate.
Exactly.
Okay, so we talk preparation, we talk prevention, and you've mentioned, this has come up a few times, the people that you're doing this with, right? So let's talk about what you recommend for your people plan.
Your people time. Hopefully, if you're going up skiing, you've got a good community, you've got a good friend group, family, whoever that you had with you, want to go up to the mountain with you. Those people that you're going to go with or that you're planning on going with, now's the time to reach out to them and get on the same page as far as the preparation and the prevention. So I know I have a group of guys that I ski with. We're called the Narwhals. That's a gnar with a G, which is awesome. So we have a text thread going, and earlier in the month is one of my buddies was like, all right, we got to get our squats in for November. So it's like 300 squats in the month of November. And it's, I don't know, that equals like what, 10 squats a day? So something easy, but it is that accountability system. When he's squatting, I'm like, all right, we got to do some core too. So maybe like a minute of hold the plank for a minute. So just having those people that you can count on and that are going to hold you accountable to get in shape for the ski season. And that also are going to be up there when you're skiing to make sure you're safe. It's always nice to ski with a buddy. That way you can push each other, but also maybe it's like, oh, I should go. I want to go down this lift. But then they know, it's like, hey, I don't think you're ready for that. So someone to keep you in check a little bit is also crucial. At the same time, if you are one of those people that ski alone and like to go up to the mountain by themselves, having that same check in with to text or call and be like, hey, I'm going up to the mountain today. I'm going up to Stevens, Snoqualmie, Mount Baker, whatever. And I'll be back this evening at 4. I'll be back at 6. And if I don't come back, alert someone. Same thing if you're going hiking alone. It's nice to check in with those people and make sure people know where you're at and what you're doing.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things, especially out here, we have some pretty serious mountains. You can get yourself into some pretty serious conditions. And even if you're very experienced, things can, you can run into trouble and you can run into issues. And I know, especially for people who like to go off trail or whatever, that can dramatically increase the danger and that need to really have a network of people who know where you are. And you should probably, if you're doing that, obviously I would hope that you've had experience doing that and you have your GPS tracker and your avalanche finder and all that kind of stuff.
Have your probe, have your walkie-talkie.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's definitely, you want to be safe when you're up there. This is good. It's a good framework. It's just something that you think, okay, we got this season coming up and there's some stuff we could be working on now that can really set us up to have a great season.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big things to focus on are, yeah, like you said, legs and core endurance. So start doing your air squats, start doing some lunges, start doing a little bit of core, even just walking up hills. This last weekend when I went up with my buddies, we just like a chairlift and I felt fine because I've been in the gym, but some of my buddies were like, man, I am out of shape. And I'm like, what have you been doing? Not much. And we're like, what have you been doing your squats? He's like, no. And I'm so, little things are going to make a big difference. And now's the time to get your muscles and those tissues in shape and ready for those demands that you're going to place on them. Because like Barry said, you want to be able to ski all day, not just for a few runs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're feeling like right now, you're like, wait a minute. One of the things that's preventing me from taking some of this action is I'm dealing with this issue. I have some soreness or tightness or pain or stiffness, or I have some mobility condition that I'm already worried about and working on. Now is also a great time to come in and get yourself tuned up. So if you need a tune-up, now is a perfect time. And on the flip side, if you're feeling decent right now, but then you get up on the mountain and you have a couple days up there and you're realizing you got banged up a little bit and you got hammered a little bit and maybe you weren't quite as prepared as you wanted to be and you need us to tool you up before you get up on that mountain again, or to just get back in your regular life and feeling like I can move without feeling debilitating pain, then obviously we're here as a resource and we're absolutely able to help you out with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to help you get ready for the season or help you stay riding after you've already been up. That's what we're here for.
James, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing your insight and tips. And I hope it's a killer season for everybody this year.
I'm super pumped. I think it's going to be a great one.
Until the next time.
Until next.